Welcome to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois. Join us as we go behind the scenes with Dr. Meka Euler, reproductive endocrinologist, to discover what inspires her work, how she connects with patients, and what drives her passion for helping families grow. Real stories, real purpose, real care. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for being here. Would you please share your full name and credentials?
Yes, my full name is Dr. Meka Euler. I am a reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist, and I am a physician at the Fertility Centers of Illinois.
So what inspired you to pursue medicine, specifically reproductive endocrinology?
What inspired me to pursue medicine was when I was in medical school, I did a rotation in obstetrics and gynecology, as all students do, and I asked one of my professors to do research in the field of reproductive endocrinology, and I was really inspired by him, the patients that he saw, and the research that he did. So that is how I started my interest in this field.
And what do you find most rewarding about your work?
The most rewarding part of my work is when I am able to help a patient build a family. I think that is such a significant change to their lives, and I'm privileged to be part of that process.
I bet. What a huge deal. I mean, I can't really think of anything more rewarding, actually. Is there a particular moment that reaffirmed why you chose this field?
I love when my patients come back into the office and bring their babies. So every time they do that, we have this special celebration at Halloween time where we reserve 2 hours, we close the office and former patients of ours can come in with their babies or their children and everyone's dressed up. And it's just a time to connect with our patients who have families. And I think every one of those moments is so special.
That is so fun. What a great idea. How do you hope to make a difference in your patients' lives?
I hope to make two differences in my patients' lives. One, I hope to help them with their family building. Two, if they're not able to have a family, I hope that their experience with us has been a positive experience. So I hope to make that difference in my patients' lives.
And what drives your passion for helping individuals and families on their journey to parenthood? Because like you said, it's such a significant journey.
It is. And the journey for helping individuals and families to parenthood can be long for some people. It can take multiple attempts, many visits to the office, but I think the end result for most patients is worth it. And that is what drives my passion for helping patients have their families.
Right. Dr. Euler, how would you describe your approach to patient care?
My approach to patient care is very individualized. I like to hear exactly what their background is, what their problems have been, what have they done in the past in terms of testing and evaluation, and what we can do to help them. So I take a careful history and I try to listen carefully to what they're telling me.
And what's most important to you when you're guiding a patient through treatment?
The most important part of guiding a patient through treatment for me is that they understand what they're doing and that what they're doing is what they envision for their journey. So I hope to help them in whatever way they think is best for them to build their families.
How do you help patients feel supported and empowered throughout their journey? Because I'm sure you need to give them a lot of support because it's an emotional time.
I think that our patients are supported and empowered through our practice, which is Fertility Centers of Illinois. We have an incredible team of nurses. We have embryologists, a clinical psychologist. We have ultrasonographers, phlebotomists. We have every possible type of support that I think a patient needs. And at different times, that patient will need different parts of support from our practice. But I'm happy to be part of a large practice who can offer patients the support and the technology that they need.
And how do you balance science, technology, and empathy in your work?
So to balance science and technology and empathy, we try to, again, offer what we have. Sometimes patients want a complementary medicine. We can do that. Offer them our partners who do yoga, acupuncture, if that's something that they feel would help with their journey. We do, as I mentioned, have a clinical psychologist if the patient feels that extra support is needed. So we try to look at the whole patient. We also have patient webinars on our website directed toward multiple topics that they can use as a resource.
What are your special areas of clinical interest and what draws you to them?
My area of special interest is actually in male infertility. When I was a faculty member at a university, I did extra research in male infertility. It also happened to be, I did my thesis in fellowship on male infertility. So that's my special interest. We are lucky to have a male infertility specialist in our practice, and he is an excellent resource for our patients. So that just happens to be my special clinical interest.
So let's talk about your education and your expertise. Where did you complete your medical education, your residency, and your fellowship training?
You know, I went to medical school at Tulane University in New Orleans, and then I did my residency at Northwestern in Chicago, and then I did my reproductive endocrinology and infertility fellowship at UCLA. So I've been kind of all over the place to get my education, but I wanted to go to the best place possible, best program. But I am originally from the Midwest, so that's why I'm back in the Chicagoland area. But I've been kind of all over the country to get my education.
Nice. Was there something you learned along the way that continues to shape your approach today?
The factors that I've learned along the way that continue to shape my approach is to be very thorough and to understand what each patient needs and what is the best way to help that patient.
And what excites you most about the future of reproductive medicine?
The future of reproductive medicine is very exciting because when I first started many years ago, the pregnancy rates associated with our treatment were low, and I have just seen it go up and increase with every passing year. The technology is getting better and better. Patients are transferring one embryo to give the best chance of having a healthy baby. So I think there's only going to be an upside to our specialty as we continue to further research and our technology.
That's so encouraging. What accomplishment in your practice or career are you most proud of?
In my practice of Fertility Centers of Illinois, I happen to be the director of research. And I think that research is a fundamental part of any specialty. So at our practice, we foster research. We try and participate in research projects that not only help the patients with their treatment, but also helps move science forward.
Dr. Euler, do you speak any additional languages?
I wish I could say yes. I did take 4 years of French in high school and in college, but unfortunately, I think I should have chosen Spanish because I don't have much opportunity to speak French at all, where a lot of patients speak Spanish. So I wish I would have chosen another language, but I did take many years of French throughout my high school and college years.
What do your patients often say they appreciate most about working with you?
I think my patients appreciate that I'm very direct with them most of the time. I try to tell them the facts. I try to give them numbers when I can in terms of their pregnancy rates, what they have to do, this type of medicine, this many days. I try to be as direct as I can because I think when we give patients the facts, that is the best way for them to understand their situation.
How do you build trust and meaningful connection with your patients?
So I build trust and meaningful connection by trying to always be aware of what my patients are doing. So I am on top of their treatment. I know what they're doing, and I follow their journey very closely.
So when it comes to patients who are feeling anxious or discouraged, what advice do you often share with them?
So patients who are anxious or discouraged is very common because the journey can be long and frustrating. So I offer them various resources. So we have our clinical psychologist, we have partners that we work with in yoga and acupuncture. I do try to ask them if they exercise or what is their outlet for stress. I mean, do they play music? Do they like to paint? So I try to get that part of them to focus on that part that helps them decrease stress.
What message of encouragement would you share with those still hoping to build their family?
So I would like to share with patients who are still hoping to build their family that it may take some time during the journey, several steps, but fortunately, most of our patients will have a baby with enough time and enough treatment. So I encourage them to stay and keep going, be persistent, and hopefully most of our patients will meet their goal.
What's one lesson your patients have taught you?
My patients have taught me that patients can be incredibly thoughtful. I will never forget when it was Mother's Day one weekend and my patients wished me happy Mother's Day, knowing that they were not mothers themselves. So that's when I know a patient is truly kind.
Outside of medicine, what brings you joy or balance? What do you love to do for fun? Hobbies, interests, like you have any extra time?
Well, I do. I have played the piano my whole life as one of my hobbies. I am not good at it because I don't practice as much as I should, but I do enjoy it. I also like to sing. I love to read murder mysteries, so I'm always reading. Every day I'm reading something, but I have a very narrow range of books that I like to read. So I like to read murder mysteries every once in a while, action thrillers, and I do exercise. So those are the things that I like to do as hobbies and interests.
What's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
So something that patients might be surprised to learn about me is that I like to bake. I have a really bad sweet tooth, and so I like to bake. And the more calories, the better.
The more butter, the better for me. What three words best describe you?
The three words that describe me would be that I am thorough, I am punctual, and I try to be professional at all times with my patients.
Let's change gears a little and talk about some fun personal interests. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
So a few years ago, we went to see Paul McCartney, and I have to say that was an incredible concert. It was in Madison, Wisconsin, and I counted at least 10 different instruments that he played. Many of them were guitars, and I believe at least two or three keyboard, but he is an incredibly talented musician, and that was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Agreed. He is amazing live, and still, he's so talented, like you said, all those instruments. If you had to pick one ice cream flavor for the rest of your life, what would it be?
So my favorite ice cream flavor is coffee. I love that flavor. And as a treat, once a year, on my birthday only, I get to go to Cold Stone Creamery and get their coffee lover's ice cream.
Wait, you only eat ice cream once a year?
No, that's my special one at Cold Stone. That's got a lot of calories in it.
Sounds good. Speaking of coffee, how do you take yours?
So again, owing to my sweet tooth, I do like my coffee with sugar and lots of cream.
That's okay. Are you an indoor or outdoor person?
So I am an indoor person. My husband is an outdoor person. My favorite part is when I am inside under my blanket or my quilt and reading my novel. That's the best part of my day.
Are you a breakfast or a dinner person?
I am a breakfast person. I love breakfast food. I could eat breakfast for dinner. So sometimes if I'm at dinner by myself and I don't know what to cook, I'll make myself an omelet.
Yeah, good idea. Let's talk about infertility awareness a little bit. What does National Infertility Awareness Week mean to you?
So National Infertility Awareness Week is usually at the end of April. And this is a time that I think we can raise awareness for infertility for many of our, not even patients, just the public in general. And I think it is important to raise awareness as women realize that increasing age means decreased fertility. So we need to send that message out. We need to tell patients that treatment is available and that they can be successful at it. They just need to seek the right help, see a fertility specialist, and get started early. And most of the time, patients will be successful in building their families.
And why is it important to talk openly about infertility? Because not that long ago, people weren't so forthcoming if they were going through that struggle. But now it seems better. What do you think?
I agree that people talk more openly about fertility as a general rule. I think that as soon as they talk to somebody, they'll see somebody else has had the same problem as them. And it's quite common. And I think that if a patient is willing to open up, she will find out that other people have this problem. In fact, many other people, and derive support from these patients. A lot of times the patient will tell me, oh, so-and-so went through that. She knew all about what she went through. So I just talked to her about it. So it's a way of sharing. It's a way of support if the patients are willing to be open about it. I would say most people are. Some still keep it to themselves. But if they're willing to openly talk about infertility, I think it helps with support and encouragement.
And speaking of words of encouragement, what would you share with patients navigating infertility?
So I think some words of encouragement include patience and persistence. Those are the two traits that are needed in order to continue in the process. And hopefully at the end, they will have their goal of building a family.
How can awareness and education help break the stigma around fertility challenges?
So awareness and education can help break the stigma about fertility challenges, because the more you know, the more you can advocate for yourself, the more you can find out what resources can help you, the more you can ask your doctors questions that are important to you. So it's all about awareness and education and getting on the right path.
When a patient is looking for a fertility clinic, what should they be looking for when they're choosing?
So I think the most important part of choosing a fertility clinic is experience. So a fertility clinic needs to have experience and depth to handle complicated problems. So this is something that a patient should look for. They should look at the physicians, the embryologist, and see what they've done in the past and their level of services that they provide, whether it's a broad level, and can they take care of the most complicated patients? Because if they can, then that is a good sign of an experienced fertility clinic.
What would you say sets Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics?
I do believe that our practice has the experience, the breadth and depth of all the most up-to-date innovative care for fertility. We are the largest providers of fertility in the Midwest. We have 13 doctors who are all experienced in various aspects. We have a dozen embryologists who are experienced. We have the care teams that we need. We have the third party team. We have all of our nurses. We have a nursing education team. We have so many levels of care that I think a place like our practice is highly qualified to provide the patient with the best care and the best outcome possible in their family building.
It sounds like you guys have everything covered that anybody would need going through this. So thank you so much for being here today. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and we appreciate you sharing your expertise.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Again, that's Dr. Mayka Euler. And if you'd like to find out more, please visit fcionline.com/doctors. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois.